The building facing you is the eastern end in the shape of the letter E, which held those who were called the poor, a medieval term for people who required care. At a time when those who could afford it were nursed at home, the sick in the Hôtel Dieu were treated in communal wards. In 1871, two private rooms were inaugurated, which were available at $1 per day. As was mentioned before, these patients could attend chapel at the same time as the staff, as long as they used the east galleries of the chapel. When the building was completed in 1861, the new Hôtel Dieu was one of the most modern in Montreal. With its wood and steam-powered central heating system, its gas lighting and running water, it was much better adapted to the city that Montreal had become. The hospital had 150 beds for patients and kept 60 beds for children of the orphanage. Each floor had a common ward of 44 beds, and the top floor served as a storage space. As you can see where the wall of the wing and the chapel choir meet, all the wards for the sick communicated with the chapel. At the turn of the 20th century, new medical treatments were invented. Furthermore, requests for hospitalization in a private room from citizens ready to pay for this additional comfort were becoming more numerous. Thus, in 1902, a four-story annex was built further along towards Avenue des Pins to house 60 or more patients in private and semi-private rooms. The admissions and accounting offices were also expanded, as was the archives department and the medical bureau. A library and a reception hall were added. The slight difference you may notice in the stonework of the walls and in the gray molding of the false mansard roof is the result of the joining of the 1861 building and the 1902 extension. In 1906, large balconies were built along the wall of each story. These additions were in tune with the new beliefs of the period about the positive benefits of fresh air cures in the convalescence process. At that time, fresh air was considered the best remedy for tuberculosis. Incidentally, in that era, there was a flower garden where the parking lot stands today. Now, please walk towards the entrance to the museum and then select stop number 18.